Welcome to the Seeds Church podcast. Be sure to follow and subscribe to us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and on our Apple and Spotify podcasts. We hope you enjoy this inspiring message from our Sunday service.
The reading comes from Acts chapter 2 in two parts, verses 1 to 8, and then verses 42 to 47. And the first part's entitled, "The Holy Spirit Comes at Pentecost." When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language?" And over to verse 42, and this is entitled, "The Fellowship of the Believers." They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Joy. Well, thank you to those who are here at this moment, those who are online watching. It is a very special day in the life of Seeds. It is, of course, special because of what we have announced, but also because I believe that something is shifting for us. Something seems to be moving in the heavenlies that has an eternal significance, and I believe that God is opening a way for us like never before. There are a few of us who are keenly recognised that Seeds is now entering into a new season, that while we are the same on the outside, something has changed and is changing on the inside. God is doing a new thing in our midst and forging a new and seemingly an emerging Seeds. It's a Seeds that is rising and developing. It's a Seeds that is more and more dependent upon God's provisions. And its deep desire is to go where the Spirit is leading. It's a Seeds, this is true, that is built on the faithfulness of those who have come before. It's built on the honesty and the integrity, the prayerfulness and the faith of another generation that have handed over to us at this moment. It's a Seeds that is taking the best of the past, the foundation of the past, and building on that for the glory of God. And so God is taking all that, our prayers, our deep desires, and is forging something new amongst us, something eternal in our midst, something that is making a difference even to lives today. You know, Seeds must never remain the same. It must always be adapting to the context and the voice of the Spirit as it continues to listen to Jesus. You must celebrate the past, but never live there or stay there or pitch its tent there. We must keep moving ever forward into the leading of the Spirit and the new that God wants to do in and through us. My friends, we're not on a treadmill. We're on an adventure. That's what's happening. So today my message is really quite simple, and you will not be surprised. It's this: if God is active and present here amongst us, if we can see it and perceive it, what is our response? How do we join in with this? In particular, what is our financial response? I have to admit that I actually do relish the chance to speak about money. Not because I'm some sort of greedy fellow who wants more, but for what it means to me and how it challenges my faith and my practices. And for many of us, and I'm sure you're like me, it is a challenge to hear what God is saying about our money and then to do something about it. But I want to tell you, you know, when we obey, when we hear what God is saying to us and when we put that into action, we find a freedom and it's a release and it's a blessing that is unrivaled like we've ever experienced before. Certainly, it is certainly not matched by holding tight to the resources that we have. And so unless you put yourself in a position of faith, you will never know what I am talking about. Now, I'm not certainly not talking about prosperity theology, but there are definitely blessings far in advance of what we now know, just waiting for the person who responds to Jesus in faith and obedience to what God is saying. The truth is that when we talk about money, it challenges one of our big idols. And for us Westerners, it is a mega idol. It's something we hold dear. It is the place, exactly the place where we need the redeeming work of the Spirit to work in our lives and Jesus to uproot that which has taken hold and replace it with something new. It is something we have to deal with and something that we have to give up and constantly keep surrendering to Jesus. So right now I want to talk to you about money, about your money, God's money, our money. And as per usual, I want to hold up, and I will hold up, the needs of this church in my sermon today. Many other society and well-known welfare societies have lots of people championing the cause, and they draw from a huge number of people. Some even have global reaches. This church has us. That's you. Those who are here, those who are watching us online. And contrary to popular belief, we don't receive money from our denomination. In fact, we are obligated to give money to the wider church. So today I'm going to ask you to consider giving your support to this place, to this church, your finances, in a deliberate, in a regular way. Let me ask Jesus to bless us as we think about this a bit more. Lord, we humble ourselves under your leadership. And we look forward to hearing your voice and only your voice. Mitigate that which comes from me, Lord. Bring to the fore that which is only from you, we pray. In your name we ask. Amen. And so it is a wonderful thing that today is Pentecost Sunday. And you heard the reading of the actual moment when the Spirit descended. And then you heard the follow-on reading. The reading we told what this did to the community of faith that was formed on that particular day. Pentecost is the day we remember and relive into the birth of the church, the global church, not just us, but all of us, those that have been, those who are yet to come, those who are living presently. It's that moment when those scared disciples, they were so scared, hanging out in that upper room so that no one knew where they were. We're all gathered there and the Spirit visited in power, enabling the disciples to be the church. It's that moment when those scared disciples became bold and brave, and it's so much so that it erupted and it spilled out onto the street and affected a whole city. It's that moment when those who heard the good news for the first time couldn't keep it to themselves. And being energized by the Spirit, shared with everybody who would listen. And fire was lit that continues to rage and to burn in such good ways. It's moved and shaped and been shared by all over the world, all over the lands, all over our cities. Every tribe, every nation gets to hear. It's the day that formed the community that we are now part of and we benefit from. And here's where it lands for us. We too have a portion of this. We too are recipients of that day. We too get to share the good news with people who are in our lives. We get to live it out empowered by the Spirit. And so it's most appropriate that we announce a brand new church on Pentecost Sunday, don't you think? I hope you're as excited and as energized as I am about this, as obviously Mark is too. You wait till we get him to preach next time. Here we're going for it. So often, here's the truth. So often we hear of churches closing, don't we? We see the for sale signs up. We see them turn into bridal boutiques or all sorts of chemists and all sorts of things. So often we hear of churches declining, and here we are talking about exactly the opposite. I'm excited. Can you tell? Everybody's wondering if this is going to collapse. It won't collapse. It's all good. The kingdom of God is advancing, and I put an exclamation mark behind my sermon notes there. So I tell you with energy, this is, we're sure that we're going to make an eternal difference. Like, this is not what's happening amongst us. It's not from a book you got from Coorong. This is happening here in front of your very eyes. It's amongst us. And my bet is that, not that I'm a betting man, but my inclination is, change my language, that in years to come, people will say, I wish I was there to see that happening. What God was doing amongst seeds at that particular time. Because we can see God working right in front of our very eyes. This is a story of here, a story of people we love and we know who we know amongst us. You know, I know the disciples were empowered on the day of Pentecost. I know they had a measure of the Spirit. I know all that. I've studied that and I understand all that. But I see too that they acted with a measure of faith. Having heard the command of Jesus, they obeyed. And now I assume that when Peter walked out of that upper room and he stood in front of all the crowd or wherever he was in the street, I assume that he didn't know what was going to happen. All he had was this divine unction inside of him to go out and to share. They just knew that what they had to do, and they did it. They acted with faith and trust in what Jesus was asking them to do. As senior pastor, I don't know what's going to happen from this point on. Nick, associate, doesn't know. Mark and Joy don't. Our elders don't. The paid staff team don't know. But we know who does know what's going to happen next, don't we? And so we cling to him. And we respond out of obedience to what God is asking us to do. Remember my discipleship definition? Hear what God is saying and then obey it. Hearing and obeying. What God has laid on our hearts, our shared hearts, is to plant a church. And this church has been a long time coming. And it's highly anticipated. And in time we'll have clarity around the location. And we will share that as soon as possible. I hope you are hearing my strong affirmation that God is using this church. You getting that? Good. I've got three nods. And I believe, that's all right, I'll work with that. I believe that we are poised for more. More of God's usage. More church plants. More kingdom advancements in front of our eyes. How good is that? A month or so ago, I borrowed my neighbour's tractor and drill seeder. We're just changing tract here slightly, just in case you notice. What I want to do was, on my little farm, is to put some seed in the ground, improve the pastures, and upgrade the quality and quantity of the feed for the few sheep that I've got. So over a day, I drilled a lot of seed into some of my paddocks. It's a bit of a process if you've ever put seed in on a paddock. It takes time to prepare and to do well. It involves a whole pot of things like clearing so you don't run into branches and sticks and all that sort of stuff. The getting rid of as many rocks as you can so you don't break your neighbour's cedar. Take away all the things that would stop the grass growing. And so you can put the best seed in the best soil that you possibly can. And then I, you know, mulch the paddocks and get rid of all the dry stuff, get rid of all the bits and pieces. And then I tell you what the best feeling is tipping those bags of seed into the hopper of the seeder and the fertilizer, knowing all the promise that's coming. And then the smell, I don't know if you'd like it like I do, the smell of fresh soil when you run the seeder through, and the hope that what you have done will bear fruit. Anyone who's done this will know it's a significant investment in time and money and something that you put in the ground and you pray that it works. Now, to be honest with you, because I actually wanted to bring the cedar into this auditorium for you to see, and I worked pretty hard to try and figure out how to get this cedar in here, but unfortunately it was way too big to get between the double doors. And I realised when I was thinking about those windows and pulling those window panes out that I was probably pushing a little bit too far to get the illustration for what I wanted to do. But I wanted a visual, and I've got a visual for you on the way out, so just you'll grab some on the way out, that would stick in your mind for what I'm talking about in terms of planting seeds. The thing is, the thing about seeding is that you can easily put hundreds in my sake, or for others, thousands or tens of thousands of dollars of seed into the ground, and then you just walk away from it. If you ask me, every farmer is a person of faith. Because for the next couple of weeks, you have nothing to show for all that investment and hard work that you've done to put into the ground. Only faith that you believe that what is in a seed will come to fruition. In every sense of the word, a seed is something that is filled with a promise. You know this when you plant your beans or your snow peas in the garden. You take something so insignificant, seemingly dry, or even you think it looks dead, and with faith and hope you put it in the ground, and what happens? It comes to life. I can't push this metaphor too far, as much as I want to, but it's the same when we give our resources towards the work of God in this place. When we take something small, something that is ours, and we put it in God's hands for his work, we do so with faith and trust. And we believe that what we have given, God will take and multiply for his work in this place and the community that he's forging outside of here. I love the verses from 1 Corinthians 3, starting at verse 5. What, after all, then is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned each to his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. Ain't that the truth? What then is Nick? What then is Jonathan? What then is Mark or Joy but servants who planted the seeds and God made them grow? Now, I know this is talking about the seed of the gospel, but the principle remains the same. When we partner with God, something significant takes place. Our faith is used by God to grow and influence a situation beyond that which we have time and energy for. Our money offered and given to God is used by God to change lives. And God is using this church to do just that. Imagine if we take up the parable that Jesus taught us, that it would be 30 or 60 or even 100 times that which we invest. So what do I want to say in relation to our money? Here it is. And there'll be some bullet points up on the screen behind me. Giving is a part of our discipleship. That is, it's the normal practice of a follower of Jesus. The New Testament is very clear on this. And in fact, the Old Testament stipulated 10%, which is still a very good rule of thumb. Secondly, giving frees you from the control of money. That is, when you organise that direct debit or you put your money in the little black boxes at the back, you are saying that money does not own you, that you own it. You are the master, not the other way around. Third thing, Giving enables God to bless you with much more than just money. That is, when you give, you open the door to take your eyes off your money, off yourself, and onto God. And you enable God to do a work in you that would not have been possible if you didn't do it. Giving is actually about you and your faith more than you realize. Lastly, giving enables this church to be the church and do all the things we value. And so what that means is while this church runs on faith, sure does, it's also empowered and fueled by the sacrificial giving of its members. It means the bills are paid. Hospitality is given, projects are supported, mission is resourced, hope is born, faith is energized, and lives are changed. Your giving has a direct and an immediate impact into the kingdom work of this place. My friends, we're all pointing in one direction, and it's this: God is at work, and the question we have to wrestle with is, do we want to partner with that here at Seeds? Just recapping on something I said last year regarding the stage. Those who might remember, I talked about the stage last year in a giving talk. Some of you have got very long memories. And you might recall that I mentioned the stage was a critical need in the area of the life of Seeds. And we do need to redevelop it. Some people actually generously gave towards it. And I'm pleased to say that we have a working plan for a new stage and an estimate on the cost. And I'm hoping that sometime soon our services will be interrupted for a few weeks. Interrupted lots. Take this out. It'll be interrupted lots. And the stage will be pulled apart and redeveloped. It will absolutely have disabled access and provision for cords, cables and other things that are presently a great trip hazard. And it's one that no one has gone over during a service. A redeveloped stage will make a great difference for in-person and online worship experience. So stand by for this one. But there are a couple of critical projects that we are currently working on in real high need areas. Let me let you know what they are. Our heart is to train new leaders. And so we are keen to kick back off our intern program, albeit in a slightly different format than what we've done previously. If we want to plant more churches, and I believe God has got a church planting mandate upon us as a church for this next season. If we want to plant more churches, if we want to see more pastors raised up in our midst, if we want to see more women in leadership, if we want to support the wider church and bring new levels of leadership here at Seeds, we must build a leadership pipeline that is easy to access and has proven results. These things don't happen without the investment of the church. If you want to see these things happen, then we have to invest. Second thing, it's the non-glory part of life, because administration never attracts the big bucks. I don't think I've ever seen anybody say, I'd like to give towards the administration of a church. Maybe that'll change. It's not a glory job. It's not that easy to get people to support. But we all know that without it, things fall over, things get forgotten, things get neglected. And people like me can't operate without good administration. In this world we now find ourselves in, admin is so vitally important. Those who work in admin know how incredibly critical it is, and so we take that seriously and we do with all that we can to resource it. With a new church plant soon to be had, we need to firm up our admin. And so if you're in admin and you want to see this happen, I encourage you to support this church. And just while I'm talking about administration, we're still looking for a person in a half-time capacity to serve as communications and complex coordinator. This is a people-based administration role. I just put in a caveat. The church pays, but it doesn't pay fantastically. But the benefits of working with a great team and retirement benefits are eternal. So just bear that in mind as you're rolling this around. This is a really critical need in the life of our church, and we are suffering because we don't have this person at this moment. It's so critical for us as a paid staff that we have been fasting and praying for the right person. We strongly believe that there is someone in one of our services on this day, or someone online who is listening to this, whom God is calling to this role. If God is nudging you, please listen. Please be obedient. Don't be a Jonah. Say yes to what God is doing. You will be unhappy until you find your peace where God is calling you. Lastly, let me speak into this. If we want to be a church that multiplies, that spreads the gospel in other places beyond our reach, then we must plant more churches. And we need to fund those churches. Is God calling you to give above and beyond your normal giving for a season? I have a strong sense that He is asking some people here at this moment in our services over this weekend and online for people to do that above and beyond. Please be obedient to what you hear from God. Please respond to the prompting of the Spirit. So let me sum this sermon up. I'm asking you to give towards this church. I'm asking you to consider this place. If you consider this place your home, then be generous towards the church that gives you life. And so if you are online and you are enjoying that, and if you've been blessed by the ministry of this church, your church, if you've been encouraged or moved or helped, then this is your church. And I say to you, it's your joy to give towards your church, to what your church is doing, so that more people can be reached, more people can know the love of Jesus, more people can find what you have found. If online wants to make a difference and our online campus wants to make a difference, then giving will enable that. So the bottom line is this. Can I please ask that in the next 2 weeks, can you make your intentions known to the life of the church? And you do that by either giving or raising your giving. We're about to finalise our budget for the next financial year, and our preference is for electronic giving for safety and reliability. But of course, there's always the black boxes in the back. But we will take anything. Silver, gold, Bitcoin, crypto, shares. We'll figure it all out. Don't worry about that. My friends, please ask the Lord how you want to support, how you can support this church. 10% is a great rule of thumb, but don't let that constrain you. Some people have the privilege to give more than that. There is information on our website, how to give. There are hard copies of how to give forms on the front desk. Please don't delay. This is time limited. Please act. Please join in with God's work here. This is about all of us. My friends, the bottom line is, God has given you the seeds. Will you plant them here and enable them to grow? Let me pray. Lord, we trust you with that which we have. We trust you with the resources that you've blessed us with. We trust you with the way in which you've brought us to this point. We've never gone without. We've had enough. You've always looked after us. We trust you with the future as well. And we know that today some of us need to step out in faith to trust you more. And so we do that. I pray for my friends. I pray for the voice of your Spirit amongst them. They would hear your voice, hear your calling, and respond out of that, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what has been. We thank you for the generosity of the past. And we look with hope towards the generosity of the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is doing a great thing amongst us. On the way out, if you'd like to grab one of the information sheets, that should explain a whole pile of stuff around our church plant and what it looks like and where who can go and how it will be. So please grab one of those. This is not a secret. If you want to put it all over social media, go for it. Okay, it's not a secret. We want to create some energy, and we want people to know what God is doing here amongst us. You know, this morning, drove up the top of my hill on my driveway on the way out, and I looked over one of the paddocks that I'd dropped that cedar into, and as I looked down, I could see all those straight rows coming up. You know, God's blessed us with this beautiful rain. God has blessed us with so much. I encourage you to invest in here with what God is doing, and we will see the growth. My friends, go in peace to love and to serve our great God. Amen.
Well, thanks for listening to the Seeds Church podcast. We hope you join in with us next week. For more information, you can visit our website at seedschurch.org.